Shalom Aleichem, Lomdei Mishnah Yomi. We're a few days into Bava Metzia. We're in Chapter 1, Mishnah Vav Zion today. Matzah Shtari Chov. Someone found loan documents. The document that says Reuven owed Shimon money. Both Reuven and Shimon say, yeah, that's our loan, and it wasn't paid up yet. But, Im Yesh Behen Achrayut Nechosim. If there is responsibility, an obligation that is on the land, you know, like a mortgage on the properties of the borrower that the lender can go after his property, lo yachazir, you can't give it back to the lender, even though the borrower is admitting it's not paid. Shebeit din nifroin mehen, because he can take it to court and collect the properties of the borrower to satisfy the loan. So what would be the issue here? Shouldn't be a problem, right? Well, there's a potential problem where what if the borrower and the lender got together with a little scheme where really he had paid the loan, but he had also sold some fields. And he says, listen, I kind of want to get my fields back. And, you know, what we could do is we could pretend we didn't pay the loan. We can, quote unquote, lose the shtar, lose the loan document. And then someone will find it and give it back to you. And you can go ahead and collect the loan, but this time not from my wallet, but from those properties that I sold, and we'll split the proceeds. So because the court would collect land that the borrower had already sold and award it to the lender, you know, there could be some sort of scheme involved here. So be very careful, don't lose your loan documents. But ein behen achrayut nechasim, if there's no liability on the lands that the borrower had owned, yachzir. You could return it to the lender as long as everyone admits it was not paid. She'ein beit din nifrayin mehen, because the court will not collect them. Divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says it has to be written in the contract for the lender to be able to go after the property that was sold of the borrower in satisfaction of his loan. V'chachamim amrim, the other sages disagree with Rabbi Meir. They say, ben kach, lo yachzir. Whether or not it's written in there, you can't return it. Mipnei shebeit din nifrayin mehen, because the court will collect from sold properties. And when I say sold properties, I mean the borrower owned this real estate at the time of the loan. And then he sold that real estate, and now the loan is due, and he's got no cash to pay with. So in that case, the lender can go after those sold properties. That's what we're talking about. That's the issue here. So the sages are saying, even if it's not written into the loan contract, it's such a basic provision of the contract that it will be inferred. It's basically a loan contract without that verbiage. The court puts that in there, unless they had explicitly written in the contract that it will not have achrayut nechasim. It's what's called a taut sofer or taus sofer, a mistake of the scribe, so the court will typically read that provision as if it's existing in the shtar. Let's go on to Zion. Matza gite noshim. He found a get for a woman, a divorce document. Shichurei avadim, the document that frees an Eved Kanani. We mentioned yesterday, an Eved Kanani is quasi-Jewish. He's a little bit Jewish. When he gets shichur, when he's fully free, he becomes fully Jewish. That's done with a shtar. Daitiki. Daitiki is a special kind of will. It's like a last will and testament of someone who's very ill and is trying to give away his property. Matana, a gift document. Shovrim, a receipt saying a loan or debt was paid. Hare ze lo yachzir. Don't actually return these things. Shani omer, because you might say, ketuvin hayo, they had been written, v'nimloch lehem shelo nitnam. But then they changed their mind, they didn't give it. So a get that was never given to the wife was never legally effective. And the same thing with the shtar shichur, which is like a get, and this last will and testament, and a gift, and the receipt. So it could have been they wrote it up in anticipation for the transaction and changed their mind. So to give it would have serious consequences. For example, if they give the get to the wife, and it's not the husband or his agent delivering the get, as we learned about in Masechet Gittin, that's not a valid divorce. And if she goes and gets remarried holding this get, that's not a valid remarriage. Or if you give it to the husband, and he says, well, he might have actually given the get, and he may say, hey, I never gave you a get, you're not holding a get, I'm entitled to use your land and entitled to the things you find. So in general, while we want to return lost property to the owner, there are certain cases where it can cause more problems than good. So please consult your local Orthodox rabbi in all of these cases. Tizkulu mitzvot.